Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
It's impossible to keep up with what's going on in the world of leftists. And that's intentional. You can only get snippets of the news, of information. And because of that, there's very little ability to have reasoning or deep thought about it. Unless you are a very quick thinker, a deep thinker, and you can do it on the fly. And most people are not. I mean, we measure ourselves and we think, because you're plugged in, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. So I know you're plugged in. I know you're a deep thinker. I know you are discerning in your thought. I know you make good decisions for the most part. Not saying you don't make bad ones, because we all do. But you're amazing at what you do. And even you have trouble keeping up with everything. Things move too quickly. And thank goodness, you have something that the left does not possess. You have a moral and ethical core that keeps things centered, so you're able to look at things very differently. But most people, they just get this superficial knowledge, and that knowledge is nuanced by people put in control of the knowledge by bureaucrats. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. What I'm telling you is this. The information you get is not the right information. It's already been synthesized. And unless you have the ability to go, wait a minute, I cry foul on that. I call foul on that piece of information. You just take it. And it's moving at you at such a frantic pace because you have a lot of interest. Your interests are not in politics, but you know what you've learned if you're smart? You've learned that every single thing that's happening to you is political. I don't care whether you're watching a movie. I don't care whether you're listening to what you think is the news. I don't care whether you're going to the grocery store. I don't care whether you go to a play, a football game, or whatever. Show me something where politics is omitted. The only time it's omitted is when you blank it out, when you omit it. You know, maybe you're on a date with your girl or guy, and or you're just in your own intimate little moments. And even then it can be difficult. I know people who struggle in relationships because, and, you know, it's all political. People in my job, let me tell you something. You are constantly talking about politics. The story comes up, you're watching the news, it's supposed to be a feel-good story. And then they tell you, oh, she's a lesbian, or, you know, this guy's a midget, or they'll do something to politicize it. And all you wanted to do was know that the dog got saved in the flood. But it becomes an LGBT thing because a lesbian was the one who jumped in. Do we really care? The dog was saved in the flood. But we got to do something with it. And let me tell you, the people who are put in charge of what you're supposed to see, they are vicious liars. Let me just give you an example about Zuckerberg here admitting on Joe Rogan's show that Facebook lied.
If something is reported to us as potentially misinformation, important misinformation, we also have this third-party fact-checking program because we don't want to be deciding what's true and false. And for the, I think it was 5 or 7 days when it was basically being determined whether it was false, the distribution on Facebook was decreased, but people were still allowed to share it. So you could still share it. You could still consume it.
So when you say the distribution is decreased,
it got shared.
How does that work?
It basically, the ranking in newsfeed was a little bit less. Because, I mean, it turned out after the fact, I mean, the fact checkers looked into it, no one was able to say it was false. Right, so basically it had this period where it was getting less distribution. I think it sucks, though. I think in the same way that probably having to go through like a criminal trial but being proven innocent in the end sucks.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here. That was Zuckerbuck. I've got other names I could use to describe him. This is a 30-something-year-old guy who's in charge of a lot. Melissa and I were talking about it. He controls Instagram, WhatsApp, Facebook, and Meta. multi-billionaire. And he made time for Rogan. But here's what's interesting about what he said. If something is reported as misinformation, just reported, we then stop all the presses. We send it to, and he is very clear, we don't want to be the ones to determine if it's real or false. So we send it to a third party fact checker. But you know what he won't tell you? That third party fact checker is yet another leftist organization that put it on stop. So they froze it for a while. And he says, meanwhile, the distribution decreased. The ranking was, as he put it, a little bit less. But what they did was they put anybody that was doing anything with this story was now part of the algorithm to say, a subversive. So then he says it comes back and no one was able to prove it was false. So, in fact, it was true, as we learned. Well, here's what's funny. Zuckerberg doesn't talk about why didn't we go back to the source that reported this as, quote, potential misinformation and put them on notice that as a source for reporting to Facebook, they're not good. They're not reliable. Because had he done that, he would have had to put all the mainstream media on notice. You're not reliable. He would have had to put all of the Biden administration on notice. You're not reliable. But he's rather nonchalant. You know, well, as it turned out, you know, yeah, we did all those things. And it's probably like, I think he said, you made the equivalent of somebody's accused you of something and you didn't do it. And you have to wait for somebody to prove that you didn't do it. Now, what happens in that interim? Well, a lot of people think you did it. Case in point, Donald Trump and Russian collusion. Now, he's talking about Hunter Biden's laptop in this example. But could he have used others? You know, I didn't watch the interview, but that's the only piece I got. But maybe Rogan asked him about Russian collusion. You know, right even to this day, there are people still saying Donald Trump colluded with the Russians. Are you going to those people and saying, you're liars, we're not going to let you get your word out, and oh, by the way, Donald Trump was indeed exonerated of this, and then looking at all the people who were complicit. Because if he were doing that, if Zuckerberg were looking at everybody who participated in these lies, he'd have to go after his own people. All the sources, FBI, CIA, all the different people that are manipulating this stuff on behalf of the Democrats would no longer be reliable sources. We'll be back. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Facebook, Twitter, all the social media sites, liars. Jack Dorsey, he got tired of the lies of Twitter and resigned. Zuckerberg gets called out on Joe Rogan and essentially says, yep, Facebook, when somebody complains about a story that happens to be true, we put it into fact check mode. We delay the distribution of the story for a week so that it's out of the news cycle. And then when we find out that indeed it was true, we then let people still sort of tepidly share the story. But at this point, it's all moot. So that's why Hunter Biden's still a free man. Hillary Clinton, a free woman. All the members of the various clandestine agencies that lied about Trump, that committed sedition, are not in prison because Zuckerberg and team decide, you know what, we're going to squelch the news. We're not going to let people hear what the truth is. But he doesn't fix it.
He doesn't look at the sources that are reporting these so-called, well, this is potential misinformation. How many times does somebody need to tell you this is potential misinformation? You verify that indeed it was real information and you continue to listen to the people reporting misinformation. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I'm sick of watching these people run things. We're building something in Arizona where we become the purveyors of our own information. Not Facebook, not any of these various social media sites. Should we be on them? Yes, but we need to be on them together, connected. Like this intricate root system of the, what's that thing in Florida, the plant that you see the roots all, I forget what they're called, have a Joe Biden moment, but whatever they're called, the roots, they're all supposedly one organism, like the Great Barrier Reef. And when something is part of our ecosystem, everybody knows it. The leftists do it, but they have to organize it. They have to do it in a way because it's lies. We organize because it's about the truth. In other words, we got to fight them with the same tools they're using against us. Eventually, the truth gets out to us. I don't need some group of people to go, Kevin, wake up and, hey, Kevin, here's the truth. I can look at it and figure it out immediately, but here's what we don't have. We don't distribute it. We don't say, don't believe the hype. You know, I'll give you an example. We'll talk about this today. They're finally admitting that Trump can beat Biden. I mean, it's hard to believe. Trump has already beaten the man once. He got cheated out of an election. Joe Biden is a brain-dead moron and proves it every day with his legislation, so much so even the left hate it. The left hate the Inflation Reduction Act. The left hate Joe Biden giving free, which illegally, he can't even do this. He can't apportion money like this, but giving free education, I should say miseducation, to these misanthropes and all these other, you know, leftist nutcases out there. And they don't even like it. But you to hear them talk about, oh, Joe Biden, he can beat Trump. They're finally letting the word out about it. Well, Tucker Carlson did a whole thing on it's finally okay to talk about the morbidity, the death rates, and the problems with the vaccines, because somebody finally figured out we can blame Trump for it. Remember? I'm going to go back and get the shows where I warned everybody. I said Donald Trump should stop spiking the football on this stupid vaccine. We got it fast. We broke all the rules. We did it. We got it through very quickly to save lives. No, you didn't. You're not saving lives. You played in their hands. I mean, look. I like Donald Trump, but sometimes when you're an idiot, you got to be called an idiot. You played into their hands with this stupid vaccine. Donald Trump was on the right path when he said take hydroxychloroquine and other protocols that are not going to harm your body, etc. Over this disease, it wasn't killing anybody, but Operation Warp Speed. He got caught up in it. They got him caught up in his own web, and now guess what? They're going to blame him for it. Again, Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, 844-551-8255. So we have this media that used to be the people that gave us the truth. You wanted to go and look at the New York Times or the Washington Post and figure out the real, you know, truth from reality from false. And suddenly, they're part of the problem. Did you see the video of the cops beating this white dude? I mean, these guys are, they're trying to hold this guy down and they're holding him and then they get up and they knee the guy or they're beating him, you know. And when you see that video, you think to, and what's funny, the cops look up and they say, stop videoing us, whatever, because they're videoing. And thank God it wasn't a black dude. Thank God it was a white guy, because we'll get over this very quickly, nation. Okay? Nobody panic. It was a white guy. I know there are people out there, Kevin said it wasn't a black guy. No, it wasn't. Whew, it was close. He wasn't even mulatto or anything. Just a tatted up old bad looking white dude. Anyway, when I see this video, I'm thinking to myself, okay, these cops are hyped up. And they're publicly trying to restrain this guy. And they're pummeling him. They're pummeling him. Quit moving. Whatever, okay? And I mean, immediately, I see the video and I go, woo, that looks bad. But you know what my next thought is? What did this guy do? Because cops don't beat up people who don't resist. I know it, but Kevin, dude, this is the 1960s, and I saw Mississippi burning, and, you know, look, okay, you want to be an anachronism and go back in time, and Kevin, this is the way it is, black folks and blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you something. There's hardly a place in America where if you are courteous and you say, no problem, officer, that they will not treat you with respect. I got arrested in Vega, Texas. They said I was speeding. I wasn't. Said I had a warrant out. I, you know, I followed them to the police station or whatever. And they booked me. And the whole time I was like, well, we'll get it straightened out. And sadly, the judge had left minutes before I got there. I could have gotten it all straightened out right away. They said, Kevin, we got to put you up. I'm like, okay, no problem. So I spent the night in jail in Vega, Texas. Until the judge got back. And I get out, and I was such a nice person. Yeah, people think I'm lying. It's a true story. I have witnesses. So I get out. They said, hey, would you like a cup of coffee? I said, sure. They get me out of my jail cell. I go. I make my own coffee, and we get the chit-chatting. So this white kid came in. They were abusing this guy. Had him handcuffed to the chair. I didn't even notice it. Had him handcuffed to the chair. Turns out this kid was running drugs. He got pulled over on a technicality. They found drugs in his car. Chubby white kid, about 6'2". They give him a phone call to call his brother. This is a funny story. And he's like, yeah, they got me on a technicality. Cops are like, shut up and all this. And like, hey, Kevin, how's that coffee? And it was crazy. I go see the judge. He and I are yucking it up. We played football against each other. They finally get it all straightened out. They unhook me. We shake hands. Say, hey, man, good. Thanks a lot, guys. I'm on my way. True story. I'll tell this story more thoroughly another time. Right now, I got to take a short break.
Jackson Radio Show.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Residents in Mississippi are dealing with massive floods due to a record-setting amount of rain and rising river waters. Governor Tate Reeves declaring a state of emergency over the weekend in preparation of the floods. The state's Pearl River is expected to crest at over 35 feet Monday, which is just under the major flood stage of 36 feet. There are fewer people in the United States living paycheck to paycheck. A new report from Lending Club shows 59% of adults felt they were stretched too thin in July. That's down slightly from June, but the survey notes workers earning less than $50,000 a year are being hit the hardest by inflation. President Biden is back in Washington, D.C. at the White House after spending the majority of August on vacation. You're listening to USA Radio News. Military leaders are continuing to focus on violence in Libya.
Violence between militias backed by Libya's rival governments have killed at least 32 people and wounded 159 more. The fighting in Libya's capital, Tripoli, on Saturday was the worst there in 2 years and has raised fears the country could plunge back into a full-blown war. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Many people with long-haul COVID complain of fatigue, brain fog, and breathing problems months after testing negative. Getting more rest often helps, but nutrition can play an important role as well. COVID rehabilitation experts at the Mayo Clinic and Boston University both recommend a Mediterranean diet rich in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, nuts, and olive oil, plus chicken and fish. They warn that red meat, sugar, and processed foods can worsen inflammation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Talking about media liars. And I opened with the hour talking about Zuckerberg essentially admitting that Facebook will take the word of anybody that says this is misinformation. They delay you getting the real information and the timeliness that you need information. They fact check it, use my finger quotes, and then they find out, oh, the person who reported the misinformation is the liar. It turns out that this information is true, but they still believe the source, and they still fact check. And what's funny, even when Facebook fact checks and finds out that it, too, is lied, it's, you know, it's essentially propagating BS, it doesn't self-correct. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Hey, we are picking up MyPillow as a sponsor. And it's funny when, you know, I was talking with Lindell's team and we were talking about, you know, the stuff. And I was like, I don't want to be a person trying to sell more pillows. And Dawn says, no, Kevin, you know, we have robes, we have slippers, we have sheets and all these other things. And she says, you got to get some, it's, you know, try it out and let us know what you think. And if you really like it, let's get it on there. So I'm in the process of doing that. And if I really like it, we're going to be advertising for them. And they have tons of stuff. They even have a site that's kind of like an Amazon that Lindell started where you can get things cheaper and free shipping, etc. I'm going to check that out as well. So if all that pans out, you can use the code TKJN, the Kevin Jackson Network, TKJN. Order from there, and we get our little piece, and you guys help further the cause of what we do here every day. So anyway, just want to make you aware that they're sending me a packet of stuff, sheets and towels and pillows and all kinds of stuff. And as soon as I check it out, I'm going to say, guys, either I like this, I don't like that, or whatever, and we'll go from there. Anyway, going back to this, media liars. So Zuckerberg is a liar, Facebook liar, Twitter, all of them liars. They suppress information based on what some bureaucratic engine is telling them to do, this third-party source. And it's strictly a delay tactic because when you know stuff, it would be like me saying, fire, fire. And they go, well, we need to fact-check it. either way you look at it, fire or no fire, you fact-check it. And it turns out, yes, there was a fire. Well, you kind of need to know that immediately. You know, so when we are given our truth, Hunter Biden is a crackhead who runs the Biden family crooked enterprise that has put America at risk and the Biden illegal presidency at risk. And Joe Biden is indeed the big guy. Oh, we have to fact check all that. No, you don't. You know it's true. Friends of ours, Ann and Phelim, are doing a movie. It's about Hunter Biden. My son or something. My son Hunter. And the trailer looks great. Robert Davi directed it. Can't wait. I think it's going to be a great film. As you know, we're putting out Beyond the Mules, which shows how these guys cheated. And I think you're going to be very impressed with what we do in this film. Going back to this. The guy that we saw the cops holding down, hitting, etc., he had spat in the face of a convenience store clerk, and then he threatened to cut off her face. Now, is that a reason for him to get a beat down? Don't know. Probably not. But let me tell you, it makes me wonder, what did he do to the cops? Was this dude high on PCP? What did he do? Because it was like Rodney King when he got his butt whooping. Rodney had been weaving in and out of traffic, got his Hyundai, driving 100 miles an hour, took the cops on a chase. They finally get him out of the car, and they beat the crap out of him. Now, they call it adrenaline. They have a term for it, like cop adrenaline. You know, you're in the middle of something, and by the time you finally get to the guy, you're so angry because you saw he almost killed a kid. He almost killed a grandmother. He ran red lights, and many things could have happened. So you're running these scenarios through your mind, all these near misses. And by the time you get to the guy, you want to dole out a brand of justice. I'm going to tell you something. You would want to do it too. This is why we were going to make this show called, and we still are, this TV series called Off the Cuff. And what I wanted the police to do is tell a story. They could be silhouetted. You know, we'll change the facts so people don't know what it is. But I want them to tell the truth about what they did. Some guy who they ran up on who was beating somebody, you know, brutally. An innocent person, a child or a grandchild, grandparent or something. Or they come up on a guy and he's sexually assaulting a woman, you know, whatever. And what they did, can you imagine the rage you would feel in the moment of coming up on something that is things that you don't even want to, you pretend in your life don't exist. What would you know, how would you feel? You'd feel horrible. You feel like, I can tell you from my perspective, if you're hurting a child or I catch you sexually assaulting a woman, I may not call it in. You know, I'm going to probably dole out a little bit of justice. So anyway, we see this thing happening and everybody's like, well, what do you blah, blah, blah? What do you mean? You don't, let's allow some context. I get, you see what you see. And then and there's a visceral response of, oh my gosh, because even when I saw it, I was like, man, they are beating that boy down. And then my next thought was, lucky for America, he's not black. But then I found out the rest of the story, parts of the story. Spits in the face of a convenience store clerk, a person who's only doing his or her job. Why would you do that? It's a she, by the way. Then threatens to cut off her face. Why? Do you remember the story where they end up shooting a guy because a girl and a guy go into the store, they want to get cigarettes, and the clerk goes, yeah, you need to pay for that. And they blow up, and the clerk, I believe, yeah, the clerk ends up shooting. I remember now. The clerk says to the woman, you need to pay for those. She's like, what are you talking about? I don't pay for anything. Boyfriend comes in. The clerk says, yeah, I mean, you want cigarettes, you need to pay for them. He gets into an altercation, either tries to shoot or stab the guy. I don't remember which. Clerk grabs the weapon and ends up killing the other guy. He gets arrested. This is in New York. The clerk gets arrested, he gets exonerated, but he's sitting in jail going, what did I do? I'm working at my job. Somebody comes in and wants to steal, and I go, look, you got to pay for that. And that's all it took. So if you come in the middle of this and you see this clerk stabbing somebody, you're like, that's a mean-spirited clerk. What's he doing beating on the dude? Let me tell you. I know enough. Look, I'm not here to play defender of the police. I made a movie that said, be fair about it. If a cop does the wrong thing, I look, get them off the job. I can tell you this. These people are in a high-stress job. They need a blow. I think that part of what should be in police mandatory is they take whatever their vacation time they get, but they get an extra week of paid ability to go just do nothing, to get their mind clear, to go see the world for what it is. And we should give them a paid vacation to like Mali or Aruba, somewhere where they don't have, they're not good. There's no distractions. They get one with nature. It should even be a place that you send them to where people just sort of some resort where, you know, a yogi comes in and says, we are going to relax and you will see the waterfall. You know, and these people get to rub horses and other animals and they all get their own pet monkey. I don't know, but this should be mandatory. Because if I did that job, I'm going to tell you right now, I would be they would call me the destroyer. When the call would come in the hood, they're sending in the destroyer. Black people would be like, man, y'all better get out of here. That Kevin Jackson's coming. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I got no tolerance for this BS. So I don't know what this guy did to the cops, and we probably won't, but we get this immediate knee jerk. Look at this film. Look at this film. And then as I'm reading the subtext of the story, this is a bad dude. He's a bad guy. This guy's been hurting people for most of his adult life. I don't know what the causes are. Nobody's going to care because he's a white boy, but he's a bad guy. And the cops in no defense against them, they probably overreacted. But I get it. And I'm not going to just throw them under the bus because somebody puts this out there in the media and says, let me show you what these cops will do. I'm glad there are cops out there willing to do that, willing to kick the crap out of some of these guys. And that's what Off the Cuff was about. People willing to take bad guys off the street. And I wanted it to be a moral dilemma. I wanted people to go, you know, like that. In one of the stories, true case, there was a guy who was a serial rapist. They know he had raped 12 women. And I'm talking to this cop and he's like, yeah, man, we were willing to do anything to get this guy off the street. I'm going to save you and tell you he got himself off the street. He got himself smashed in a trash compactor. It was his own fault. But let me just say this. The cops didn't lose any sleep over this guy going in at 6'2" and coming out at 4'3".
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The left do not like us, folks, because we play by the rules. They see their lack of morality and ethics in us, and they think that we're goody two-shoes. They see their lack of self-control. They want to indulge whatever they want, and they want it when they want it. They don't care who it belongs to. They know, folks, that we are better than they, and that angers them. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So they intentionally make bad good and good bad, because if they can change things, if they can act as if they're, what they do is morally superior, then we're the bad guys. So they, I'm using my finger quotes, help people, right? They help black people. They help Latinos. They help women. They help the LGBT. They help the immigrant population. And the problem is, as we all know, they help nobody. The only thing they do is they help themselves to your money, all in the pursuit of power, so they can flip the script. It's okay when they cheat in elections. It's okay when they stop you from getting the real truth in the news about whatever the topic is. It's okay when they lie about somebody like a Donald Trump, but refuse to tell you the truth about Joe Biden or Hunter Biden or Hillary Clinton or James Comey or whatever. They make goats out of heroes. I'm not talking about greatest of all times. I'm talking about bums. They turn derelicts. They turn crackheads into Renaissance men. That's how the left operates. And I'm going to tell you, until there's no air in my lungs, I commit to telling you the truth about leftism, that these people are scurrilous skanks and scumbags who are never going to side with you. And the only way you will stick up for yourself and make sure that nothing happens to you is when you are willing to fight. When these people see that guy does not back down, that woman will not back down, there is no wiggle room in my belief system. Now you say, Kevin, do you seem very dogmatic about it, yeah, etc.? No, not at all. I'm willing to listen. But if you're going to convince me of something, you're going to need evidence, not emotion. And when they see, I'm willing to stand up and say, I call BS on what you just said. I could talk for hours about this stuff, honestly. I mean, I have a slate of news I'm supposed to be talking about right now. My producer's looking at me going, he's off the rails again. But let me tell you, these lessons are important. Somebody's going to listen to this stuff years from now and say, this guy was everything that Justice Thomas said he was. He's everything that Roger Ailes said he was. That guy's a thinker. He's a deep thinker who's willing to analyze everything for what it is. He takes all comers. I will absolutely discuss any of these issues with anybody. I don't care what side of the political spectrum you find yourselves. And I do understand there is a different perspective and a different lifestyle than mine, and I'm not dogmatically into that. What I'm telling you is, I'm dogmatic about my lifestyle and what it means, but I'll listen to you. If you're a tattooed dude with a bone through your nose and you know, whatever, however you are, I have no problem with that. I might find it odd. I'll be curious. I'll ask questions. You are going to give me your truth, and I'm going to accept your truth. Kevin, it's very difficult to get a job with this. Yeah, well, that was what I was thinking. But let me ask you this. What do you do? Well, I have my own tattoo shop. So what you're telling me is you chose a lifestyle that didn't give you the ability to go out and get a regular job, but you made your adjustments. You committed to your faith in this thing. And you said, you know what? If I'm going to be in this lifestyle, I'm going to live it. And it's not living your lie. It's living your truth. And let me ask you, are you happy? Yes, Kevin. I can't imagine doing anything else. Congratulations. You've just found the American dream. I don't look at that. I'm not a conservative. Man, he should be in a suit and tie and he should go sell blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to live that life. I don't know anything about it. I don't know. People coming in wanting to do body stuff, you know, hey, put all this stuff on my body so I don't know what I don't get it necessarily. I understand people getting tattoos. And, I mean, the whole spectrum, from little nothings to full body. But to me, all along the spectrum, it's a little weird. Have I considered it? Yeah, I was going to get one of these things across my bicep, you know, because I got beautiful arms. But I was like, nah, you know, maybe one of these days. But I wouldn't get tatted up, you know, like all over my face and all that. Okay. Some people do. I don't look at it like I did when I was a kid, but it was treated differently then. And you know what? I bet almost everybody listening to me, you've evolved on tattoos. You may not get them yourself, but you've evolved. See, that's growth in the conservative movement. But leftists, they don't want to give us credit for that. Hey, who's ready to check out Chris Cuomo on News Nation? The guy moved from CNN. And we talked about this the other day. But here's what's interesting. They wanted all the people at News Nation, which is a struggling network run by Dan Abrams, who's a stone-cold leftist. Dan Abrams fools people into thinking he's not a leftist because he was over – he runs Court TV. He was over – what was that? It was a cop show where they went to different locations. Not Bad Boys, but or cops. He went to different locations, and they would say it was live cam or police cam or something like that. So that's what he would do. And so you get, oh, well, he's for law enforcement. Nope. Total lefty. Product of MSNBC. So he starts his own network, News Nation. He's got Ashley Banfield over there. She was the top draw for him, supposedly. And he did a show. And, of course, now he's got Cuomo coming over at a discounted rate of Cuomo. And I saw his promo. I saw the Cuomo promo. And I want to continue giving you the things that I did. You know, I'm no longer at CNN. He's giving this little soliloquy that is how he wants to be fair. And all the people over there that are working on these for these other TV shows are like, they said, be sure to promote Chris's show. And the people are going, we don't want to promote him. You know, it's funny to me. These are leftists that are going, why should we promote his show? What made him? They call him the big swinging, you know, let's say PP. The big swinging PP. Now the network is going to be Chris Cuomo. And the Me Too movement's upset because Ashley Banfield, who's a, well, she professes to be a woman, whatever the left thinks is a woman. They're saying she was supposed to be our flagship program. Well, hey, memo to leftists, you won't have any flagship programs unless you tell the truth and you bring all sides to the debate. Anyway, enough about that. I got this report. We're going to move things over a little bit. 70% of offenders in California are released commit more crimes. So here's what the report says. In April of 2020, California instituted what is known as the emergency bail schedule, which set bail at $0 for all but the most violent offenses. This was ostensibly done in response to the pandemic, scamdemic, answering claims that lower-income people were being disproportionately endangered by the coronavirus if they were unable to afford bail. Well, they were releasing these people, all except the most violent. So unless you kill somebody or attempted to kill somebody or, you know, proven rapist or whatever, you got out. Robbery, no big deal. Did you hurt anybody? No. So they let all these people out. And then 70% of them committed more crimes. I know, shocker, right? 70%. So this is the world we now live in. And I think we played the clip of Tucker where he was talking about, you know, the carjackings. See, a carjacking now is not even considered a violent crime anymore. But what Tucker said is when you can't travel freely, that's your problem. Nothing could be more true. What I told people, I was talking to an African the other day when I had to go to New York, and we were talking about the country, and I said, if Africa was run like America, it would be the most successful country in the history continent, in the history of man. And the guy was just lit up, couldn't stop him from talking. And I told him, but when I was going from, I can't remember where, we were doing a border crossing, and I got a machine gun put in my face. I mean, can you imagine going from California to Nevada? You're in your car, and you get stopped, and there's a machine gun put in your face. And Tucker, he referenced it as highway robbery. When, in the old days, if you went through a certain area, a gang, you know, what, you know, of the old frontier, people would just rob you. They'd do whatever they wanted to you. If you live in a big city controlled by a Democrat, you can expect highway robbery, one way or the other.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.